The holiday shopping experience has unquestionably been tainted by the recent smash and grab crime spree. My friends were actually there when there was a robbery. They had to be stuck in a store during a robbery, said one Pleasanton shopper. On Monday, she was out at the mall shopping with her mom and sister. It's been alarming, so that's why we're here during the daytime. She only wanted to go out during the day. When asked if the crime spree had changed her shopping hours and habits, she replied, most definitely. You know, it can't happen to a more deserved state full of idiots than in California. You guys should just welcome this as the, oh, what is it you say that we should do? You need to get used to the new normal. Hey, welcome to the new normal hell you idiots created. While Black Friday sales are happening at some retailers, it may not be a driving force for shoppers. Some stores saying they will simply be extending the Black Friday sales through the entire holiday season. At least one shopper told KPIX she wouldn't be going to stores. No Black Friday shopping, she said. Stay safe. And then Maggie O'Connell was telling us earlier about people that work at a Best Buy who are going like, I'm not going to work. I am not going to go stand in that store all day long and wait for the smashing grabbers to come in with their guns loaded. Well, I'm told there's nothing I can do about it, but one of them may have an itchy finger, trigger finger, and may shoot me. More wonderful headlines on this, the eve of Thanksgiving. Remember, the cabal thought they could break your spirit. The cabal banked that we would all play their 500-year leap, 500-year plan game. That we'd all shut up, stay home, welcome the fifth lockdown, 599 days now to slow the spread and what have you here. But something strange happened on the road to perdition. Christ happened. And people started to say, I don't think I like this system anymore. And I'm just going to go ahead and start, you know, kind of withdrawing from it. It's happening, folks. It is happening. I was mentioning earlier, I'm in three groups that I was not in at this time last year. Hell, I'm in three groups that I wasn't in April that are now actively working on parallel economies, parallel cultures, parallel civilizations. Giving the old heave-ho, get the hell out of here to this current wretched one. This from Zero Hedge. U.S. COVID deaths in 2021 have surpassed 2020's total, despite vaccines and treatments. Well, how is that possible, Justin? The regime leader told us back in April and May that if you just get the jab, you'd live forever. You'd never get sick. You probably wouldn't be hospitalized, and you certainly wouldn't die. The virus was reported as the underlying cause of death. Now, look. They're now adding the comorbidities in. How do you like that? Remember during the great Chiron kill scrawl on all the television networks? There's 41 million cases and over 500,000 dead. Remember when they told us in the summer of 2020 that no one died with comorbidities? That if you died, you just died of the corona doom. Remember that? Now, to keep the terror going, now they have to add the comorbidities in. How do you like that? Now they have to say, well, I mean, he didn't really die of the corona. I mean, he kind of did, but no, he had a heart attack. According to the CDC, as of Monday, more than 770,000 people have died from the corona doom, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Do you believe that number? I do not. That means over 15,000 more people have died in 2021 than last year from the Corona Doom. Well, everyone that died last year died from Corona Doom. You're walking across the street, you got hit by a bus, you didn't get the jab, you died from not jibbing. And there's still a month and a half to go. This has happened despite the fact that last year no Americans were Corona jabbed. Now 59% of all Americans, that's according to the regime leader, have been jabbed. And get this, now they say 17% have been booster jabbified. The 2021 U.S. death toll caught some doctors by surprise. They had expected vaccinations and precautionary measures like social. This is so. I'm not even reading the rest of the story. This is so stupid. We expected social distancing would have saved many lives. So then you're admitting then that this ridiculousness of these red X's in grocery stores. You need to stand there. What if I don't want to stand there? Just a rule. If you don't, you'll kill. You'll kill grandma. Remember that? We're all going to kill grandma. Enough of this crap. I'm at least encouraged they've discovered comorbidities again. This is from amgreatness.com. When Democrat policies collide with reality. Ned Ryan. And I said Ned Ryan, and I thought, Ned Ryerson. I thought Groundhog Day. Ned Ryerson. Remember that every morning Bill Murray walked past the guy? He goes, Ned. All right. This is written by Ned Ryerson. Ned Ryan. One feels a massive red tsunami is coming, and Democrats have only themselves and their idiotic policies to blame. As inflation explodes to heights, by the by, inflation, the current inflation now beats Carter's. You can now say that regime leader Biden is the now confirmed unified belt world heavyweight inflation champion. He's stolen the belt from Carter. He's Ric Flair over there going, whoo! Just imagine Biden as Randy Savage. God rest his soul. There's a graphic in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat of the Ned Ryerson conversation in Groundhog Day. Let me tell you something, Mr. Let me tell you something. Randy Savage might say. Think about it. As inflation explodes to heights not seen in decades or ever, we should understand that it is spurred on by a collision of bad monetary policy. Look, this is all done intentionally. These idiots that now look. There's one of two explanations. One, they are truly idiots, idiotic and incompetent, and they really don't know that if you print an extra $6 trillion and you inject it into an economy without elevating the contravening, if there were one, supply of gold or silver or whatever you back it up with. If you just flint it, print it, and then you inject it so that it gets spent, and that's what they did, you're going to have inflation. You're causing it by printing and then priming. That's a cause. It's a primary cause. That's just cause and effect. That's the way it works. Anyone that doesn't know that, well, I was going to say, shouldn't be making any policy, but we already know that. So not only have they've done it with reckless abandon. They just keep doing it. But to act as though we're trying to get a handle on inflation. Well, I can tell you how. Stop printing money. And the $6 trillion that you printed, recall it. Shrink the money supply. Haul the money back in. Hey, you want to know how to do that? Boost the interest rate up to 6%. Do it tomorrow morning. You got to inform all your banks, though, that people are going to be coming in. Wait. I can put my money in here again and it'll grow. Stop printing money. This is based on idiocy and bad energy policy based on a hoax. Of course, this is what happens when you get a regime full of inbred intellectuals propped up by corporate propagandists, all of whom are perpetuating ideas and approaches far removed from reality. You notice that even people outside of the Crusade Channel and our wonderful little circle here are now coming to the realization that what we have been saying about this for many, many years is correct. What is truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What is it that the Biden regimist and the cabal don't do well? They do not deal with reality well, if they deal with it at all. You know, most of this can be traced back to a denial of simple reality. And by the by, doesn't this also then kind of prove my point? When people say, we're being ruled by evil Democrats, I'm like, these people are incapable of ruling. They're idiots. They're stupid. Nancy Pelosi couldn't pass the SAT test if you gave it to her today. Whack them. 12,000, 30,000, 40,000 Ukrainian dead. All roads lead to Putin. Well, I could mess that on the test. Chuck Schumer is an idiot. Yeah, but they all have degrees from there. So what? They got a piece of paper. Are they actually wise? They have actual knowledge that they have meditated and contemplated, prayed upon, saw its effect in the real world, observed it. If you do that, you can acquire wisdom from that. Not just knowledge, but wisdom. Their schemes are controlled centrally by one diabolical intellect. This is proof. Now Biden says we're going to spend another $3 trillion to get us out of inflation. No, wait. What did you say? Truman up at 11 of pressure. No, I'm sorry. Two scoops, can you repeat that? By the by, did you see the picture, because people like him, pictures of Trump meeting with Kyle Rittenhouse yesterday? Did you see this? It's the ultimate Trump troll of all the Jennifer Rubinites. Him standing there with that big Pence-eating grin and Kyle Rittenhouse and both of them giving the thumbs up.